Welcome to the Caregiver's Toolbox, tools for everyday caregiving. We provide education and information on senior care topics. Here's your host, Ryan McInniff.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Caregiver's Toolbox, tools for everyday caregiving, where we give you information and education on senior care topics. My name is Ryan McInniff. I am here with Janet. And today we are talking about, I definitely didn't write this headline, fun in the sun with mom. Janet, I imagine that you might know a little bit more about this subject than I did because you came up with this, but it's certainly relevant to what's going on today. You know, we just had the 4th of July this past week. Everybody's going to cookouts. Everybody's going to the beach. Everyone wants to be outside, except for me because I'm very pale and I just ignite into flames. But for those that do love to go outside in the sun, there's a lot of things to think about, especially when you're dealing with the elderly. And so the number one thing to think about is safety concerns.
Always safety.
What are your thoughts on safety concerns?
Well, the safety concerns is, if you think of the environment, I mean, we've had conversations about what do you do at Christmas time and all these things. Well, when you're outside, the elements are a little bit different. And we're assuming it's a nice day. We're assuming it's not too hot. We're assuming that you put sunscreen all over mom or dad, and that's fine. But some of the things that we're not as apt to think about is if you're having a backyard cookout, the ground is not always even like the floor in the house is. So you could be walking along and you ever walk through grass and you step in a little bit of a hole and all of a sudden, you know, God forbid you tip the beer or something, you know, and you have that problem. You're going to tip grandma or somebody too. They're going down. So you have to, or even just the fact that the grass is a little bit long, you can kind of catch your feet on that like you would a thick rug. So you have to watch that. And a lot of people, cookouts are classically around a pool. And pools have like decks around them that can be tile. And another thing is most pools, when you're in the pool area, there isn't a railing right around the pool.
No.
It's like you could literally walk into the pool.
Absolutely. How are you going to do backflips into the pool,
exactly.
Janet?
Exactly. And you got the kids running around and playing tag. And you watch kids zig and zag, but grandma goes to zig and instead she zags. The next thing you know, she's in the pool.
Yeah.
And you don't want to have that kind of a thing.
No, absolutely. Plus, obviously with pools, you're dealing with water and water is slippery and that's an easy way to fall.
Absolutely.
In any situation.
Yep. No, that's never good. And if grandma's got two hearing aids in and a few other things that get waterlogged, it's like you think your cell phone's expensive when it gets wet. Try hearing aids.
Absolutely.
And one other thing that I have observed that everybody, it's so easy to forget. The chairs that you find in a cookout are often folding chairs. They're not the most stable. Or you go to stand up, and if you lean on one arm, the whole thing can flip. They're meant to be portable. Grandma and grandpa aren't meant to be portable like that, and they'll go flying. So you have to just think of those things. And just like when we talk about holidays and we talked about the Super Bowl, it's really good to do like a buddy system. And it's not like somebody has to stay with them all day, but somebody is with grandma or grandpa, so that they're sitting in a place that's safe. They're kind of off the beaten path. And so you don't worry about them falling in the pool or bumping up against the grill and getting burned, things like that. And that's really where the safety part comes in. And as far as eating, you have to watch some of the foods. Maybe there's some things they can't eat. A lot of very salty foods at cookouts.
Yep.
And it's not sitting down at the table like you do with the flatware and the plate and all. People are usually balancing something on one hand and the beer in the other. Well, that's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, and certainly, you know, the holidays times are always tough for diets, but so is between, you know, everything between Memorial Day and Labor Day, because it's all salty foods, it's cookies, it's ice cream, it's sodas, it's beers. So for those that are diabetics or on specific, you know, low sugar diets or low salt diets, you know, that's all food that's just loaded with stuff that might not be exactly that great for them.
And buffalo wings may just want grandma to jump in the pool if she has a bite of those. It might be a little bit too strong for her.
So what about our second topic, which is more personal needs?
The number one need is access to the bathroom. You're outside. It's not like being in the house and you go down the hall. if you're outside, what is the path to get in the house? A lot of people, you have to go up some stairs, you go up on a deck, and then you go in through a slider. And a lot of times depth perception and vision can be issues. You don't want them walking through the slider.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to kind of think of access to getting in. And another thing that is a consideration is when you're out in the bright sun and you go in the house to use the bathroom, you know, when you're outside and then you go in a tunnel, and how your whole perception, you have to adjust to the light and the dark, that can be tough.
Yeah.
And you can, it can be a serious...
That's actually a great point that I would have thought of. It's so bright outside, you go inside and you can't see. I was just doing that today. I was on the roof of the building and it's all white up there. So you're getting the reflection, and then you go in the stairwell and you close the door behind you and you can't see anything because you just went from super bright to super dark.
Yep. It's like sunglasses on the Mass Pike and then you go in a tunnel.
Yep, absolutely.
What am I doing? You know?
And then what about, should you know, listen, this is already difficult as it is. We've got all these issues. Listen, I just want to eat hot dogs, drink beer, jump in the pool, and hang out with my family. Should I even invite mom to these events? What, I mean, do you think that she can handle the amount of excitement that's going on?
That is the number one thing to ask. And sometime, I remember I was blessed to have my great grandmother for a while. And she would say, I'm just going to sit and I'll watch you through the window. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, someone should check in and make sure she's happy and safe and all of that. But to try and make them part of the activities, it may be too much for them.
Yeah.
Too much just stimulation and just too much going on. If they have hearing aids, loudness can be painful. And sometimes they just don't feel safe because there's too much moving around.
Yeah.
So you got to think of what's going to make them happy. Because if they're anxious and you're worried, neither one of you are having a good time.
Absolutely.
So they're better off to stay in the house or maybe even go visit the other brother or sister that doesn't go to the cookout.
No, absolutely. And I think that's fair to acknowledge, because a lot of what we do in this industry is guilt is involved in it. You know, it's I promised mom I never was going to go into take her to a nursing home. So we're looking at either private home care or assisted living. Yep. I promised mom this. I promised dad that. And you feel guilty to leave mom or dad out of an event when they're probably, they may not even be interested in the first place, but you feel guilty because, you know, that's what your instincts and your intuition tell you to do, is that, you know, the more the merrier kind of scenario.
Yep.
But that's, you know, and that might be just a 15-20 minute hello and goodbye, you know, just a, you know, they grace the party with their presence for 20 minutes to half an hour, and then I'm out of here. Have a nice life, and I'll see you in the next one, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when you have a lot of families might have cookouts every weekend or every other weekend. So, you know, there can be a lot going on. So you don't have to feel bad or guilty about, you know, saying, okay, mom, it's okay. You can sit this one out, and we'll catch you on the next one. Yeah, you know, it's not a problem.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they loved it 50 years ago.
Yeah.
But maybe it was just a night, you know, they were in control. They could do what they wanted. They
Absolutely.
Don't want to be a burden to you either.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, then we'll leave it with that. Hopefully that will give you some ideas with fun in the sun with mom. And we will leave it from there.
That was a long day. I read that.
Thank you for listening to Caregiver's Toolbox, Tools for Everyday Caregiving. My name is Ryan McAdiff. I'm here with Janet. And we will catch you. Give us those stars. Give us those reviews, those likes. Be nice to us. Give us good ratings on iTunes and Google or whatever it is. We would appreciate that. But we certainly will see you on the next one. Have a good one.